Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
A pair of hearings are scheduled in Drake's. He's got this legal battle against Universal Music Group. Now, that's his label. He claims that the record label and Spotify illegally tipped the scales in favor of Kendrick Lamar's song, Not Like Us. So in 10 days, a Texas judge will determine if Drake's legal team can depose people they suspect of illegal activity. Now, Drake, this is the thing. Drake does not believe the popularity of the song, Not Like Us, was organic, but rather manufactured in a payola scheme. I mean, okay, Drake, really? Another hearing in New York next month. Yeah, it was a hot song.
But I thought it was more because he released some derogatory statements about his sex life. I thought that's what...
Well, yeah, so there you go, Steve. You're up on it. So another hearing in New York next month will focus on the retention of Spotify's communication with UMG, and then Drake's legal team wants to determine if bots, you know, these internet bots, inflated Kendrick's streaming numbers. Then there's
a campaign...
But
even if they did, though, I don't understand what... If they inflated the numbers, what that got to do with you?
He just doesn't feel that the song was that big, and he's also laying the groundwork of a defamation lawsuit against Kendrick Lamar. Yeah.
Let me just, if I could just say, I'm Drake that age.
Drake's daddy's age? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Matter of fact, Drake daddy dressed just like I used to dress. special affection for Drake's
pimp daddy. And player,
come
right?
On, boy. Purple gators, purple hat, and purple belt clothes. I'm all about Drake daddy. Now, listen to me. I'm going to tell you how popular the song was. I know the damn song.
They Not Like Us. Yes, that was a big song. Very, very big.
Yeah.
So,
ain't nothing I'd buy. But
you do know the song, though.
Hell yeah.
But you know it. You know it.
Yeah. That's how big it was. My old ass know the song.
And it was yeah. That Drake.
Plus.
It was that beef. It was that big beef they had going on. Yeah. So just like Steve said earlier, Drake has laid the groundwork for a defamation lawsuit against Kendrick Lamar, who raps in Not Like Us that Drake is a sex offender. So that's what you're talking about. So
Once you start suing for rap beefs, you said this about me, Dad, when you can't. You gotta get out the beef game. Now, he may have a valid point against Universal and record companies, but I don't, even if they did blow up the numbers, what that got to do with you? It didn't take no money out your pocket. It might have put some in his, but it didn't take none out yours unless he's trying to tie that with the now more people. Well, see, it's a kind of weird thing, because if you're saying this song really hurt your reputation, but then you're also saying that the song was manufactured numbers, then it obviously didn't hurt your reputation as much as you saying it did, because you saying they inflated the numbers. So it's kind of crazy.
You're trying to say all publicity, bad publicity. It kept the beef going, kept your name out there, all that. Yeah.
But,
all
right. He rich, you know, he Drake's do what he wanted to do. It just really hurt Drake's feelings. I think the song hurt his feelings. And if he don't stop talking about it, they're going to play the song again while you in court.
A minor. All right, let's move on. In a post-election interview with NBC's Meet the Press, President-elect Donald Trump shared his opinion on why he scored victory over Vice President Kamala Harris. He said, in part, it was the word groceries. Trump continued when he was talking about this, when you buy apples, when you buy bacon, when you buy eggs, they would double and triple the price over a short period of time, and I won an election based on that, end quote. Now, according to Fox News, voters say the economy was a top issue facing the country with the voters, and that was followed by immigration and abortion. Trump was asked if his tax policy would come at a cost to Americans, which he responded, I can't guarantee anything. So what do you think?
That you're going to have a tax problem, y'all. He's going to fix it for major corporations and rich people. It's going to hurt you. I have some more news for you. The price of milk and eggs ain't finna go back down.
Mm-hmm. Groceries, guess what? The word here.
You have to have it. This ain't gas, where the price of oil changes on a daily basis. This is not oil. This is groceries. Once the egg people find out you're willing to pay this for eggs, why would they lower the price? Let me ask you, when the last time milk went down, y'all? Ain't milk been going up steady?
Oh, come on, man.
Nothing's going
It doesn't go down. Because it's a necessity. It's a must-have. It's like rent does not lower. Rent don't ever lower.
Yeah.
A place that you could get back in 85 for $200 a month, you can't get that no more.
Right, right.
And that's so the common person has to understand, of what's going to happen with this guy's president. And I'm sorry to tell you this, but I told you this.
Yeah.
But this is who y'all wanted to be president, and now here he is. And now he just said, will it affect me? I can't promise you anything. Because he know he not going to do nothing for the regular person for taxes. You're going to pay more. Groceries are not coming back down. Bacon, eggs, and milk is still going to be the same price. Mm-hmm. And if you put them tariffs on China, everything else finna go up too.
They're gonna have buyer's remorse voting for him. Yep. All right, Junior.
All right, well.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
97.1 QMG.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.